and get a vision of what we want to create in 2020. Isn't that exciting? So has anyone here ever made a New Year's resolution that you did not keep? Anyone? It's been estimated that only 8% of people who make resolutions keep them. Gym memberships skyrocket in January, and then by February, the attendance in the workout rooms just kind of returns to what it was previously. In fact, there's a saying that New Year's resolutions go in one year and out the other. Now, most resolutions don't make it because they are have-tos instead of want-tos, instead of choose-tos. They lack joy. See, they lack life. They lack excitement and inspiration. They lack vision. And they're often tied to past behaviors, along with the belief that we need to do something. There's something that we need to fix about ourselves. So we want to turn from resolution to evolution. Make that shift. And recognize that today, we have an opportunity to become free from the past. Today, right now. T.S. Eliot says it just so beautifully, I think. For last year's words belong to last year's language. Next year's words await another voice. And so today we're going to listen for that voice. It's the voice of inspiration. And then instead of focusing on something we think we need to change about ourselves or feel we have to do to improve or fix ourselves, let's focus on an inspired vision of what can be. Let's find out what wants to emerge in our lives and then help that to manifest. Are you with me? I read the story of a woman who every New Year's Eve would choose her word for the year, which is something we'll be doing later on in the service. And then she would try to be it every single day. And one year, the word gift came to her. And so for the next 365 days, she found a way to give a gift of some kind to someone. And it ranged from paying for the person behind them in Starbucks line, to reading an extra long story with her sons, to quilting a sleeping bag for a homeless man. But every day she was on the lookout for how she could embody the word gift. And the key word there is embody. Now the real gift came for her when her young son caught her attention in the grocery line and whispered that the man behind had only two items and that they should let him in. And she was delighted to see that her sons had joined her in finding a way to give a gift. And I love this story because it shows the power of having support in, you know, bringing forth something new in our transformative journey. And that is the value of our spiritual community, that we can support one another in growing into who we've come here to be. And that's what we want to look at today. How can we do that? So this morning we're going to listen to the still small voice within and let it reveal to us what is ready to emerge in our lives right now. And we do that by participating in the White Stone Ceremony, a ritual that honors the awakening and the expression of our true self by listening to Spirit's voice for our new name. Now, a new name can be a new quality, a new theme, you know, a new word for the year, a guiding word of some kind. It can be a couple of words, like published author, or fit and fabulous, or clean and sober. Whatever shows up for you, whatever emerges will be the right thing. And what comes forth represents what you're ready to develop and express throughout this year of 2020. So the White Stone Ceremony is based on scripture from Revelations 2:17. To him or to her that overcomes will I give a white stone and in the stone a new name written. Now in Unity, we look at scripture as allegorically interpreted but personally applied. What does it mean to me in my spiritual journey? What does that scripture mean? And as we consider the deeper meaning, we see that metaphysically, whenever a biblical character received a new name, they had overcome something. They had overcome something, and they had changed and transformed in some way. And so we become so much more when we walk through adversity and overcome obstacles. Has anyone overcome any adversity this year? Now, why a white stone? Well, during the time of the Roman Empire, when people were released from prison, they were given a white stone to take with them. And that white stone showed the world that they were free. It was like a clean slate. When they received their white stone, you had permission to leave your past stories behind you and to start a new life. And so at the start of this new year, we take the opportunity to do that as we reaffirm who we've come here to be, and it's about diving into our divine identity and excavating a guiding word or a quality or a phrase or a name that we can adopt for the year so that we can live more fully into who we truly are. And what's longing to come forth is already there. It's already within us. We don't have to look outside of ourselves to find it. We just have to get still and listen and follow the guidance that we receive. So as you entered the sanctuary this morning, you should have received a stone. These are sacred stones brought in all the way from the sanctity of Home Depot. Now, be careful of the edges of them. Some of them are a little rough. Thanks to Gary Howard, who patiently, with his knife, took off all that rough edges. But just be mindful of them. Now, you should have also received a folded or a piece of yellow paper, either folded or a half sheet, and a white page, half page, with instructions on it as you came in. If there's anybody who did not receive any of that, if you want to raise your hand, our ushers can bring you what you're missing. And we're going to be using all of these things throughout our time together. So please avail yourself of that. Now, there are pens in the seat back in front of you if you don't have one. However, these stones don't seem to work with pens. So we have a table right outside in the foyer with markers on it. I'm going to invite you to, you can get your word, and then after the service, write it on with marker. But you'll need the pens for the other things we're doing with the paper. Thank you to our ushers. We're going to begin with a brief meditation, where you'll be invited to allow your heart to give you a name, a quality, a theme, a guiding word, whatever it is, for the new year. Dr. Gary's going to lead us through that. And then we'll take time, we'll pause in the middle of that in the silence so that you can really listen. And so if you want to come on up. Yeah.
Okay, so I invite you just simply to settle back and relax. If you feel comfortable closing your eyes, to do so. And so let's just settle into this moment and become as fully present as we can. And so as you feel the stillness, as you become present, let us just simply turn our attention to the presence within, allowing spirit to bring forth inspiration and guidance. So feel the divine presence and know your oneness with life. Know right now that you're safe and secure, and that you are loved and appreciated by this spiritual community. So we can feel our connection one to another. And as we do so, we feel that loving presence as it surrounds us and supports us. As we all have already heard, our white stone represents freedom and a new life. And so we see it as a symbol of who we've come here to be. And we allow it to remind us that we have the gift of choice, the gift the gift of living life differently, more fully. The gift of beginning again. The gift of connecting to spirit and co-creating a new life. And so as we begin to reflect upon this new name, this new theme, this word that describes a life of ease, without strain, without effort, let us allow it to rise up from within us. So we can start with the words, I am, and then express whatever it is that you want to express in your life. Let a word come to you that reflects your new beginning. Consider what is being revealed. Is it a name, a quality, a life theme, a new way of being? And so as it becomes clear, just allow it to settle into your awareness and as we've mentioned, you'll later write that word, that theme, that new way of being onto your stone with a marker. But for now, if you need to jot it down to remember on that piece of paper, do so now. But let us now move into a few moments of quiet as we allow that which is seeking to reveal itself to rise within our awareness. And so, if a name or a theme or a new way of being has not come to you just yet, just spend the next few days listening, and you'll find that it will appear. We open our hearts in gratitude to the one presence, the one power that showers us with blessings. And so, as we align with that power, that presence, we are shown the way to achieve all that we desire. We are on the path to gaining greater insight and awareness, and we mark this day as our new beginning. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you. Well, we've taken the first step in our transformative journey. But the change doesn't just happen magically, although I have to say that magic is my word that came. But it takes some work. It takes some work. As Thich Nhat Hanh writes, it's one thing to say you want to be a doctor, it's another thing to become one. So we enter the pathway to evolutionary transformation when we begin to practice what we pronounce. See, we speak it, but then we need to be it. The anthropologist Ashley Montague put it this way, the way I change my life is to act as if I'm the person I want to be. It's pretty simple, and yet not so easy. So we need to take action on the vision if we want to see results. And it begins by feeling the way we want to feel when that vision comes into manifestation. So if my word is adventure, I need to regularly feel adventurous, do things that are adventurous until it becomes a habit. If my word is compassion, I need to routinely feel compassion as I go about my daily life until it becomes the norm for me. So we want to next work at creating a welcoming inner environment for whatever it is we envision to emerge. Let me say that again. We want to create a welcoming inner environment for whatever we are envisioning to emerge. This is really an important step in our journey of transformation. It's really how it happens. The woman who decided to give a gift every day, she had a practice that helped her grow into a natural gift giver, looking for ways to give every day. And through that practice, she got into the feel of being generous and kind. And then she naturally grew into a giving person. So that's what we want to be about. This is faith in action, acting as if your vision was already true. Feel as if the thing happened. Feel the change, and then be the change. And bringing it forth into expression entails acting as if it's already a reality. Now, if we're having trouble activating that feeling, or if we're having trouble even believing that what we envision is possible, then we have some more work to do to address that, to address whatever may be blocking us from getting there. Until we do, we can say all the positive affirmations we want, but we're just going to stay locked in the past, imprisoned by limiting beliefs or habits or fears, and then unable to move forward into this life of freedom that the white stone represents. So it's not just in with the new. There's another aspect to transformation, you know, out with the old. And in order to embody what we want to express, we have to feel the change, be the change, and release anything that is in the way of its emergence. So that's the next step for us here. Because evolutionary transformation includes a willingness to release those things, to heal the fears, the limitations that are holding us back from actualizing our potential. So in order to manifest what's written on our stone, we need to be willing to release and overcome these internal obstacles. My word magic came to me yesterday. And I realized that, so my goal is to find magic every single day, to look for and to find the magic. But if I have a belief that life is not magic, that I'm just fooling myself, then that's what I want to work on, is that belief. So as you consider the name or the quality or the theme that's come to you this morning, and if one hasn't, is there a belief that it's not possible? Something to think about. But as you consider the word you've received, what is one limitation that you may be holding on to that could get in the way of that change or transformation that's wanting to be manifested? So for instance, if a word that came forth for me is generous, but I have a belief that I'm not enough, that will stop the emergence of any generosity. In fact, it will keep me imprisoned in an experience of lack. So when you're ready, ask yourself these questions. What is one limitation that I have? What's one limitation that I have claimed as my own? And am I willing and ready to release it? Now, here are some common ones. I'm not good enough. I can't do it. I'm not lovable. There's something wrong with me. I don't matter. It's impossible. Although it could be something totally different from any of those, but they're pretty common. We're going to pause here for another minute. See what shows up for you. And when you receive that, if you're willing to let it go, then write it down on the yellow paper that you have received. Now, this is for your eyes only, and you can just write one word or a symbol or whatever, you know, that has meaning for you. You don't need to write out a whole, you know, story behind it. So I'm going to take another moment or two in the silence for you to consider what may be one limitation in your life that's getting in the way of you bringing forth this new quality or word or name. And then write it down when you do it, when you do get it. Now, as you consider this thing that you've been holding on to as a limitation, think of someone in your life who embodies compassion for you. Someone who treats you with love and kindness, respect, or someone who has treated you that way in the past. Just consider, what would that person say to you about this limitation? What would they say to you about it? And feel the compassion from this person towards yourself. Because what I would say to you is that this is not the truth about you. And so I want you to get to a place of compassion for yourself as to how hard it is to believe this thing, whatever it is, to live your life, you know, sort of imprisoned in this limitation. And feel the compassion toward yourself as you prepare to release this limitation. And now if you're ready to let it go, join me in speaking aloud the affirmation on the screen together. With compassion toward myself, I let go of this limiting belief and I am set free. Now breathe that in and feel the freedom in those words. And as a symbol of this release, I'm going to invite you to tear up your paper and put the pieces in one of the baskets that are going to come around. And we are going to very lovingly and with reverence recycle these papers for you. And so if you want to tear it up and then pass the basket on. There you go. And listen to that sound of tearing paper. You know, we're not just putting torn pieces of paper in a basket. This is a symbol of releasing and surrendering what is limiting to something greater within us that knows the truth of who we are. Can you feel that? The answer, the correct answer is yes.
Yes.
And so we're going to recycle this paper for you and we're going to let it transform into something new, a clean slate. So what we have just done is a sign of our ability in this moment to live in a new beginning. So really feel that, a new beginning free from any prisons that we have put ourselves in. The Buddha is reported to have said, now all that's left is for you to become yourself. So whatever quality you have chosen to develop this year, the next step for you is to take an authentic action that gives you the feeling of whatever that quality is. So I've already mentioned that for me, it's listening to my heart and looking for the magic. Not only looking for it, but writing about it every day. What's a piece of magic that I have discovered on this day? And I have to tell you that you're all going to make my magic diary today. Truly, I'm not saying that for, you know, with just lightly. I'm really seeing the magic. The magic of transformation happens in when we support one another in our spiritual community. So the way for us to break the habit of the past is by walking the talk and recognizing when a limiting beliefs block in our progress and then releasing it and then taking regular authentic action that gives us a sense of whatever it is we want to bring forth. So I want to do things that bring forth a sense of magic. For me, that is looking with the eyes of wonder and surprise and divine expectation and delight. You know, who we truly are can never be boxed in by limiting beliefs. We are destined to transform. All of us, we are destined to evolve and to grow, to actualize our divine potential, to develop into who we've come here to be. And as we do, we can take some time to support each other in growing into our greater selves. So are you ready to do that?
Yes.
So now I'll invite you to take out the white paper that you received. And if you haven't read it yet, I'm going to sort of tell you what it is. Consider all of the things you have learned this year. Just consider all those things. What have you learned? And then choose one thing that you learned in 2019. Think of one thing you learned in 2019. And then on that paper, write out your words of wisdom for someone else based on whatever it is that you've discovered. And frame it as a positive message for someone. So the example I give on the sheet is, if what I've learned is that I'm way more capable than I ever give myself credit for, I might write that as, you have everything you need within you to meet your goals. You are more capable than you realize. Okay? Now, can we all agree to stay away from telling people who they should vote for in this year's election? Or anything like that? Try to frame the message as a positive one. For instance, stay away from people who don't respect you could become, surround yourself with people who love and support you and see your greatness. They will help you to grow. Think of a fortune cookie you're going to do for somebody that will give them the message, the spark, to help them grow into who they really are. And as you're writing this, understand that you are being a messenger of sorts here, that Spirit is working through you right now to bless someone else. So please do this with discernment and with a sense of reverence, because the wisdom is in the room and your message matters. So again, I'm going to pause for 1 minute to write down our message. Once you've written a positive message based on what you've learned, fold it up and place it in the new baskets that are coming around. If you haven't thought of one yet, you can continue thinking about it as the service goes on. But I'm going to ask the ushers, when the baskets get to the back of the room, if they would please put these baskets on the same table where the markers are. And if you put in a message, I'm going to invite you to take one out and see what Spirit's message may be for you. As you do, apply it to your white stone word or your theme for the year or a goal that you might have and see what happens. So let me ask you, are you ready for evolutionary change this year?
Yes.
Are you set to make 2020 a year of bringing forth your highest vision?
Yes.
So to bring your vision into reality, we have to align our thoughts, our words, our actions with the higher idea that is trying to emerge and work with the visioning process until it comes alive within us. Be your envisioned self now, as you begin living as if. Act as if this is the first day of the emergence of a better world, one that's filled with compassion and kindness. Start playing your part to help make that emerge. I love this anonymous quote that says, "Today I close the door to the past, I open the door to the future, I take a deep breath and I step through and I start a new chapter in my life." There is such power when we start to walk our talk, when we become the change that we seek. This is the year for transformation, and we're the ones we've been waiting for to bring our vision into reality. So I'm going to invite you all to stand as you are able, and please join me in affirming what you see on the screen. And you can do this with sass, you know, hand on the hip, however you want to do it. Are you ready? Together. I am about to walk into the best year of my life. Happy New Year to you all. Oh, greatest. Okay, the greatest year, sorry. All right, I am complete.